The water bikes are popular, like a motorcycle for the water. They're quick, fun to ride, easy to haul around, and a lot cheaper than a ski boat. But not everyone likes them. One of the big complaints is the noise. In fact, the National Park Service is proposing rules to restrict the water bikes from park shores. Jerry Banta is the superintendent of Apostle Island's National Lakeshore in Lake Superior. He says some parks are not waiting around for the rule change.
The Park Service has directed park superintendents to put temporary bans or restrictions in place right away. Probably this fall, most of them, some of them had already done so.
Banta says some of the park visitors looking for solitude and quiet complain about the noise of jet ski and Sea-Doo riders buzzing back and forth along the shores.
But really, most of it seems to get down to the behavior of certain riders running around sailboats, sea kayakers, cutting wakes, doing these kinds of things. Those are the kinds of things that seem to get people irritated.
Most water bike riders are young, male, and pushing their machines to the extreme. And many like an audience. A spokesperson for the Personal Watercraft Industry Association, John Donaldson, says it's not the machine, it's how the rider uses it.
Personal watercraft operator goes out and rides around, does some spins or whatever he does, maybe comes back in, picks up his girlfriend, runs by the dock and waves at his parents or friends or neighbors that are standing in the dock, gets his picture taken, on and on and on. Unfortunately, the neighbors on each side of him, this is noisy. And, in fact, it isn't any more noisy than the boat, maybe less so, but the boat went off someplace.
The National Park Service restrictions are just the beginning. John Roth, a partner in Midwest Motorsports, a dealership in Hartford, Illinois, has found smaller lakes are also beginning to restrict personal watercraft.
I've been to some association meetings on these lakes where they've actually limited the watercraft on a small lake to where you can only ride them on during the week or you cannot ride them on holiday weekends. And in some instances, it is better, because it's going to cut down on accidents. But I think what everybody needs also to look at is not the number of accidents. Let's look at what age the people were on the boats that had the accidents, who caused them, what the alcohol level was of these people.
The water bikes are involved in more accidents. Estimates range from 2.5 times more likely to 4 times more likely to have an accident than other boats. And some estimates are even higher. A research analyst for the National Transportation Safety Board, Deborah Bruce, says personal watercraft accidents are not the same as other boats.
Injuries are characteristically different for those boats as opposed to fishing boats or sailboats or canoes. The leading cause of death in all other categories is drowning. The good news about personal watercraft is the operators wear their personal flotation devices, but the leading cause of death for personal watercraft is blunt trauma.
The riders crash into things, other boats, docks, rocks, each other. The Personal Watercraft Industry Association's John Donaldson says there's a simple solution, mandatory education programs. Make the riders take a safety course before riding.
In the states that have already done that, and there's several, they have indicated that both their complaints and their incidents of accidents or injury have declined.
Dealer John Roth agrees and adds some age restrictions would also help.
I think in the end we're probably going to have to do like they did with the all-terrain vehicle consent decree. You're going to have to sell them to people over 18 years old and have some type of boating safety class before you can actually get on the water with them. I think that would prevent most of the problems.
The industry is concerned without better training and some reasonable restrictions, personal watercraft will face bans in too many places and sales will fall off. In the meantime, the manufacturers of jet skis and Sea-Doos are making the machines quieter and working in more safety features to try to overcome some of the complaints. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.